subject of my lecture is Karma Yoga. Half-hearted service is no service at all. Give your whole heart, mind and soul when you serve. It is very important when you practice Karma Yoga. Some people have their body in one place, mind in another place, and soul in another place. That's the reason why they do not realize any substantial progress in the path. Forget not the goal of life amidst selfish activities. The goal of life is self-realization. Are you attempting to reach the end and aim of life? Are you doing japa, pranayama and meditation? Have you kept up the ideal before the mind's eye? That day in which you do not practice any spiritual sadhana is wasted. Give the mind to God and the hand to work. You will have to analyze and scrutinize your motives. It is a selfish motive and not the work itself that binds a man to samsara. Prepare the mind for Karma Yoga. Mere selfish work cannot be taken as yogic activity. The mind is so framed that it always expects something for a small piece of work. When you smile, you expect a return of smile from your friend. When you raise your hand in salutation, you expect a salute from other people. Even when you give a cup of water to another man, you expect him to be grateful to you. When such is the case, how can you perform Nishkama Karma Yoga? Life is very precious. Live in the spirit of Gita's teaching and work without expectation of fruits and egoism. Think you are Nimitta in the hands of Lord Narayana. If you work with this mental attitude, you will become a yogi soon. Work never degrades a man. Unselfish work is puja of Narayana. Work is worship. All works are sacred. There is no menial work from the highest viewpoint, from the viewpoint of the Absolute, from the viewpoint of a Karma Yoga. Even scavenging when dull, with the right spirit and mental attitude, is yoga action. Even a scavenger can realize God in his own station of life by service. The famous butcher, Sadakava of the Mahabharata, realized God in his meat shop through serving his parents. You all have got inside all materials for wisdom. There is vast magazine of power and knowledge within you. It warns kindling, now wake up, O Soumya. When you work disinterestedly, without any idea of agency, and when you surrender the works and fruits as Ishwarpan, all karmas are transformed into yogic kriyas. Walking, eating, sleeping, answering the calls of nature, talking, become offerings unto the Lord. Every bit of work is yoga for you. Think that Lord Shiva is working through your hands and is eating through your mouth. Think that your hands are the hands of Lord Shiva. In the beginning, some of your actions may be selfish and some may be unselfish. In the long run, you can do all actions in an unselfish manner. Scrutinize your motives always. This is the keynote for Nishkama Karma Yoga. Every act can be spiritualized when the motive becomes pure. Work is meditation. Work is worship. Serve everyone with intense love, without any idea of agency, without expectation of fruits of reward. If you adopt this path of jnana, feel that you are a silent sakshi and that Prakriti does everything. It is selfishness that has deplorably contracted your heart. Selfishness is the bane of society. Selfishness clouds understanding. Selfishness is petty-mindedness. Bhoga increases selfishness and selfish Prakriti. It is the root cause for human sufferings. Real spiritual progress starts in selfless service. Serve the sadhus and yasils, bhaktas and poor sick patients with bhava, prayer and bhakti. The Lord is seated in the hearts of all. The spirit of service must deeply enter into your very bones, cells, tissues, nerves, etc. The reward is invaluable. Practice and feel the cosmic experience in finite Adam. Tall talk and idle gossiping will not do, my dear friends. Evince intense zeal and enthusiasm in work. Be fiery in the spirit of service. Have nishtha with God and cheshta with hands, like the Bhagarupi, who has the nishtha of a male and the cheshta of a female. You will be able to do two things at a time by practice. The manual work will become automatic, mechanical, or intuitive. You will have two minds. A portion of the mind will be at work, three quarters of the mind will be in the service of the Lord in meditation and japa. Karma Yoga is generally considered, is combined with Bhakti Yoga. A Karma Yogin offers to the Lord as an oblation whatever he does through the Karmendriyas. This is Ishvara Pranidhana.